I was the last 2 days I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was invited to a quick editor's tour by Stanley Tools. They showed us some very cool things. Unfortunately, half of what they showed us, I can't even talk about because the products aren't in the they're simply not in the stores yet. And so, but they just wanted to show them to us and get us prepped because they know that some of the editors who were there, they write for magazines, and they have a longer lead time, maybe 2, sometimes 3 months. But me, different. You know, I could have had it on the website yesterday, but I'm not allowed to because they don't want me to tease you. So the point is, there are some very cool things coming out. One of the things I can tell you about is this wonderful flashlight that's out. I've actually brought one with me to the show today. I actually have a photograph of this on the website. It is, they don't even want you to call it a flashlight. They want to call it an illumination tool, and that's really kind of true. It's made with LEDs, so it's not a traditional bulb. It's got 3 levels of light. Each time you push the button, it goes from like low, medium, to high, which is very cool. It's got a swivel head, you know, kind of like those old, remember those old like Boy Scout flashlights where you could rotate the head 90 degrees? But I think two of the coolest features of this flashlight are this. It's got another little button that you push, and these 3 legs, and each leg is what holds the batteries, these AA batteries, they kind of fan out, and it becomes a little tripod. And you can set this light up, like, underneath a cabinet if you're working in a kitchen cabinet trying to hook up a faucet, if you're working under a car, if you're working anywhere, and you need light shining on a wall or a surface, but you can't hold it. It is the coolest flashlight. So if you want to see what it looks like, go to my website, askthebuilder.com. On the left-hand side, you'll see a navigation word called tools, and click the tools word, and bingo, you're going to see this illumination tool. I guarantee you'll see a little photo of it, and click that column, and you'll go to the bigger photo. This was the prototype was actually on display at the Builder Show this past year, in January down in Orlando, but now this thing is in production. It's being shipped to stores now. This is going to be a must-have gift, believe me, this Christmas. It's an incredible flashlight. I can easily see that every single person's going to want one of these things. I love it. What do you think of this, Big Steve? What do you think of that flash? Steve Mann's the man. Whoa. Here. Tell me that doesn't rock, man. Here, look at this. Here, Steve Mann's here. Push this button. See? 1 level of light, then 2, then 3. The head swivels. And then check out this, man.
Tripod,
baby. Tell me that doesn't rock, man.
That's so very cool.
Yeah, very neat flashlight. And I think it's only $19. So it's not like it's this big, expensive item. So it's a really, really fantastic product. Oh, here's the best part. This is something I learned. Did you know that when you, if let's say you have a flashlight, like maybe one of those very, very popular ones, you know, the mag lights, and it's got like 3 batteries in it, or it's 2 batteries, and the light starts to go down, and you've only got 1 battery, like you've got only 1 good battery in a drawer at home. So you think, oh, you know what, I'm going to take one of the batteries out of the flashlight, one of the bad batteries that's going dead, and I'm going to put a new battery in, you know, with this other kind of going bad battery. You know what happens? Because of the way batteries are made, the old battery actually sucks energy out of the new battery and doesn't put it into the flashlight. I didn't even know that. So that if you've got something that runs on batteries and it's going dead, you have to replace all the batteries. Well, not with this flashlight. This has got special diodes that are like one-way check valves for electricity in each of these tubes. And that's the other cool thing. This thing, you don't have to load up 6 different batteries to get this thing to work. You can just load up 2 batteries, and it'll power the flashlight. It's got 3 tubes that takes 2 batteries. But the best part is you can install 1 battery at a time, and it does not suck the current backwards into the bad battery. That was incredible technology as far as I was concerned. I thought that was as cool as can be.